Today I'd like to talk to you about Michael Jack Schmidt, born September 27, 1949, played third base, 17 season for the Philadelphia Phillies. And listen to this, he was born in Dayton, Ohio, batted right, threw right, debuted September 12, 1972 for the Phillies, and his last major league appearance was May 28, 1989 for the Phillies. A .267 batting average, 2,234 hits, 548 home runs, 1,595 RBIs, 12-time All-Star, World Series champion in 1980, 3-time National League MVP, World Series MVP, 10-time Gold Glove Award winner, 6-time Silver Slugger Award, 8-time National League Home Run Leader, 4-time National League RBI Leader, hit 4 home runs in one game on April 17th, 1976. His Philadelphia Phillies number 20 is retired. He's in the Philadelphia Baseball Wall of Fame. He is part of the Major League Baseball All-Century Team and Major League Baseball All-Time Team, and he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown in 1995 with a 96.5% first ballot vote. Fantastic. I have just great memories of him, not as a Cub fan, because he would literally kill the Cubs, especially when he came to Wrigley and jack the ball out. He had this unusual batting stance where he'd turned his back almost completely towards the pitcher, and then he'd rock his rear end back and forth while he'd wait for the pitch. And he'd stand far back in the batter's box. He made it almost impossible to jam him by pitching inside. And he's one of the best athletes of his era. Pete Rose, one of his teammates, said this: to have his body, I'd trade him mine and my wife's, and I'd throw in some cash. That from Charlie Hustle. But the thing that stands out for me is lately how Schmidt has responded to how he wishes that the modern players had more dignity and class. He says, you can have your colored bats, your fancy shoes, your bright batting gloves, and display all the emotion and passion you desire without crossing that line. Be the kind of player you want kids to emulate by playing with dignity and class. Baseball demands it. And it makes me think of back in the day when Jesus was talking about giving and how people would respond in giving. He says, beware, this is Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 4. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you. They would, at times, back in the day, if somebody was giving a large amount of money, they'd blow a trumpet. He says, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's an interesting picture, isn't it? This idea of you are so unaware of how good you are in giving. It's even my body that should know what's going on with it. My left side should not even know what my right side's doing. So that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I like how some players put it when a guy scores a touchdown. Act like you've been there before. And so we live in a time of showboating and grandstanding. A lot of times it gets a lot of news and press. But the reality is, it's a beautiful thing to watch somebody just do their job. And that's how Schmidt did it. Just did his job. That's what made him an all-star. That's what made him a Hall of Famer. And God asked that of us, that we would be people that would just go about our our business and do the job. And so how are you doing today with that? What kind of person are you? Are you a person that constantly needs praise? Or are you just willing to just be faithful to what God has called you to?